Things turned a little ugly when a video filmed by Assembly candidate John Berkner was posted online Monday. The video, about 34 seconds long, shows Berkner to be in conflict with a man in a goatee, accusing him of removing Democratic candidates' signs. The man, according to Assemblywoman Holly Shepisi, is a campaign volunteer who was working with two kids, scared off by Berkner, and was removing the signs from private property being leased to the Shepisi and Oth campaigns when Berkner appeared. Berkner demanded to film the trunk of the man's Hyundai, handling some of the signs within, which prompted the driver to shut the trunk. Both parties accused the other of removing signs. The Democrats released a statement charging incumbents Holly Shepisi and Robert Oth with engaging in dishonest and juvenile campaign tactics as this competitive race enters its final days. John Berkner described the Republicans as running a deceitful campaign and accusing them of calling the Democrats knuckle-dragging Cro-Magnons. Berkner said in the statement that just this weekend, we caught a crew of their volunteers red-handed on camera stealing our lawn signs. Follow Tico added, we strive every day to run the best, cleanest, most honest campaign we can. It has been incredibly disappointing to see our opponents resort to name-calling, to lying, and now to actual theft. John Berkner improperly placed signs on our campaign headquarters' private property, the Shepisi and Oth campaigns responded in a statement. He then trespassed and verbally assaulted several of our campaign volunteers, including two who were minors. Unlike our opponents, we understand the law and the difference between public and private property. John Berkner has a well-documented history of verbally assaulting others in the community, including the former police chief's wife in Westwood. Assemblywoman Shepisi told Insider New Jersey that it was bizarre and John Berkner was getting into one of our kids' faces and scaring two kids under the age of 18. Our new campaign headquarters is private corporate property, she said. Our kids were putting up our signs on our property and saw there were some signs from our opponents. All of a sudden, it was like he was stalking the premises and he jumps out of a car with his camera and chases the kids up to our private driveway, goes into the kids' trunk. Two of the kids were underage and got very upset. He was just ranting and raving at them. Shepisi said she was not present at the time of the incident, but saw the video shortly after it appeared online. Everything is about context, and he sent that video around to a whole bunch of people trying to get them to bite on it. Nobody would bite on it because they asked, where was this taken? I was with the owner of the property when the article popped up and I showed it to him. He said, that's my property. I didn't give him permission to put signs on my property. We're in the stupid, silly season now.